This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
I'm tired of getting pushed around. We're warriors.
Is that you cooking, Carter? See, like, taking you behind the scenes real quick, and good morning to everyone. Carter's like, hey, just after the show open, I'm going to cook you. Let me cook. I got a couple cuts. There you go. All right. It was two Draymond cuts. I thought you were going to do something else, but I'll take it. Hey, Goo, it's okay. It's okay. After the loss yesterday, I hear you. It's doom and gloom for a lot of people waking up this morning on a Monday. And good morning to all of you just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. I guess in honor of Bonte, the overnight dancers, shout out to you. It was beautiful yesterday. Maybe they're getting some action on a Sunday. People were in their feelings.
Yay!
And you needed some loving. That's okay. It's okay. Take care of business tomorrow. Everything will be all right. If you don't take care of your business tomorrow, though, then we might have some problems. 888-957-9570. Clippers, 124. Warriors, 119. We're halfway home here on a Monday. We're reacting to all of it. And we want to hear from the people. How are we feeling today after that loss? Is it disappointing? And I have a hard time saying that it's disappointing to be a play-in team, Joe, because of where you were at just a couple months ago. I hear you. This team was incredible since acquiring Jimmy Butler. And I get it. You just take care of business at home these last three games, I should say, at Chase Center, against the Rockets, against the Spurs. You just take care of one of them. You're a playoff team. Having said that, you were an 11th seed 2 months ago. So maybe we should just recalibrate our minds here and say, you know what? It's not the end of the world. Would you have liked to got greedy? Sure, but you didn't. And is that me being too glass half full for you today? Saying, you know what? Maybe this is where they should be at all along, just given where they were 2 months ago. Is that too much?
Once you touch the rim as a kid, right? You go up, you touch the rim.
You ever touch the rim?
No, but you want to dunk.
I did.
All right? I'm calling cap on that.
I did.
I am calling cap on that.
High school, man. I touched it.
Stop
just,
it.
Just off the
tip.
Wall.
Just the tip. There you go. Keep going.
Like, you want to be able to dunk it, right? Like, once you touch the trophy or you touch anything in life and you have an opportunity to sit in the big chair, you know what I mean? Or the big desk or the corner office or whatever it is, you want to stay there. And, like, they had an opportunity to be one of the top five seeds, I think. And
they
then
had
they
an
let
opportunity.
That slip right through their hands.
An opportunity. Again. Opportunity to do that. I thought the better team won yesterday.
Yeah, but had no,
I thought the better team won yesterday.
I don't disagree, but what I'm saying is that they lost certain games that I would call like inexcusable losses. You know, when you're up 18 or whatever it was on the Raptors a couple months back, like what you can't lose that game.
You lose that game the way you did to the Mavericks or
yeah.
Kyrie allowing him to go off. The Atlanta Hawks won, but like
it just
quick,
sticks
about,
in my. I knew it would come down to that. The Spurs game,
the amount of excuses the media was making in everyone, like about that was kind of a scheduled loss. You know, no Steph, you're traveling cross country. I'm not worried about that one as much. I was like, really? The Hawks stink. They're not very good. They're a 500 team, if that. And Trae Young was cooking them in that game. And you got Jimmy Butler. You know, you had the Miami revenge scenario, and it looked like. Everyone else on Miami was taking it personally, and Jimmy was just going, So you look at those losses, I'm with you. Like, those ones for me, inexcusable.
Of the five, and I'm sure you could point out five.
The Nuggets won, no Jokic, no Murray, Gordon.
It's an awful one. But I'm saying, like, of the many games that they won, I'm sure you could isolate four or five of them and say, oh, they shouldn't have won these ones, and they did. That's fine. Just one, like a one-game difference, and that game Sunday probably doesn't matter. you know, and or at least doesn't matter in the way that it did. And it's just tough, man. Look, if they beat Memphis, all will be forgotten.
Okay.
And then we'll play it out. We'll let the thing kind of work itself out. But until they get into the playoffs, I'm really disappointed.
That's fine. And again, we're going to
get tired of these plans.
We'll dive in to more of Grizzlies Warriors tomorrow. I promise. Like that's all. It's the biggest game of the day. It's Grizzlies Warriors. Like that doesn't get bigger than that. Ja Morant, Steph Curry, JJJ, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler. There is star power galore. And there was star power galore yesterday. I mean, the big shots and the big names that were, it was so damn fun to watch that game. Like, and Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call did a hell of a job here at 95.7 The Game, just saying like, that was one of the greatest games played at Chase Center. I don't think, and they weren't lying. I know Chase has only been here for about 5 years now, whatever it's been. Like, it was one of the great games I've seen at that venue. Like, everyone was on fire. The crowd was great.
Could feel it through the TV.
It felt big time.
Except for the Clippers redesigned jerseys, which do not feel big time.
What? I love those jerseys. I thought those looked clean.
I don't like them at all.
I think you're on the minority in that one. That's
really?
Okay.
Yeah. I like them too, actually.
Yeah, really? See, they're pretty clean. They're not quite as good as the Giant City Connects.
They look so generic.
They're not quite as good as the Giant City Connects, but they're getting there. They're getting there. AJ, Rad, Jay, and the Bay, we'll get to you all in a second. Shout out to those watching
Clippers
on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. They are very good. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Let's just look at their efficiency yesterday. Like, you're supposed to have, and again, I'm not trying to pick on him. I'm just saying, like, this is the problem that they present when they have all of their guys, you know, hitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the efficiency. So, Kawhi Leonard, 13 of 20. It's pretty good. Zubac, 11 of 16. Talking about from the field.
God, he crushed them.
James Harden, 13 of 23. I mean, those are really good efficiency numbers.
Yes.
Across the board. And then you just look at the assists, like 10 for Harden, 6 for Dunn, 7 for Kawhi. The rebounding number, 17, obviously, for Zubac. I mean, even Harden had 6 assists, and Leonard had, 6 rebounds, and Leonard had another 6
Harden
rebounds
had 10 assists. He was
for defensively.
Yeah.
Like, they
Harden
were,
was great.
God, they're just so efficient.
And you look conversely, like, Draymond Green was also efficient. Jimmy Butler was also efficient.
No doubt.
And Steph Curry was also efficient as well. And he got to the line and was a perfect 9 for 9. Pods was efficient scoring the ball. Hell, Loondog for a little bit. It was outside of those guys. Like Moody played 30 minutes, only put up 4 shots. I need more of that, man. You can't have the same number of field goal attempts as Gary Payton.
Yeah, but
it just can't. But that goes back to his confidence in his shot right now. He's not feeling it. You had Quentin Post out there. What do you have him out there to do, Joe?
Shoot.
1 field goal attempt for Clinton Post.
You had a lot of guys that were scared.
It was a big game. It was a big moment.
No, but I mean, like when you're in these games, I would much rather have, this goes back to like the play-in multiple years ago when they played Memphis the first time. Remember, the silver lining in that game was like, well, Jordan Poole's the only one that wanted to shoot outside of Steph. Remember that?
Well, the last image I had in that game, again, it's going to be the first time they played since that scenario in the play-in. Grayson Allen hit the dagger shots in that game.
They threw the kitchen sink with 8 minutes to go on Ja, and no one could stop him.
Remember Draymond's layup at the end of that game? Where he
it was, I believe, Iggy got a turn, Wiggins got a turn, Oubre might have got a turn, and then Draymond got a turn, and then Draymond called OT.
We had a call earlier today.
When he hit foam.
Was it Coach of Vallejo? Coach of Vallejo yesterday, he's like, yeah, you know, coming out of that game, I was really, for yesterday's loss, he's like, I really wanted Andrew Wiggins. I was like, I did not think of Andrew Wiggins once in yesterday's game against
the Clippers. No, but there was a specific time.
Andrew Wiggins isn't putting up 30 on that Clippers game. I'll tell you that right now. Like,
no,
Jimmy
but they missed. But okay. You got Jimmy, so it's tough to like.
And he's not getting 9 assists like Jimmy Butler was yesterday.
No, but I'm saying defensively, you did miss a guy that could just stay in front of someone at the top of the key that doesn't need a second person sent over to double team.
Do you think Jimmy was bad defensively yesterday?
No,
I thought he was good.
No, but I'm saying like. Why are you sending Steph over
to
double?
You got to ask the coach that.
The players. Like, what was the game plan there? I don't get what they were doing.
Talking about the game plan.
Get into the paint like that, it's curtains.
I'm sure the game plan wasn't to get out-rebounded by 17, was it, Steve Kerr?
I thought that was the part of the game that, the only part of the game really that bothered me a little bit. I thought there were 5 or 6 loose balls that we were very careless going after. One hand, I think Moses had one where he just, it was loose ball and he tried to retrieve with one hand. A couple times balls on the floor. We tried to bounce it instead of going in. And it's a great lesson. We'll show those, those clips and remind the guys that, the ball is gold. The ball is everything. So we've got to do everything possible to secure the loose balls and the rebounds.
Ball is life. If it's a Zubac, 17 boards yesterday, 4 offensive and 9 total offensive rebounds, and those second chance points ended up being the difference in the game as the Clippers go on to win 124-119. They are a playoff team. They'll be taking on the Denver Nuggets in the first round, as the Warriors are now a play-in team. They are taking on the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow, and it's going to be at Chase Center. And again, if you want to get tickets for that game, they will go on sale at warriors.com today at 12 o'clock noon. So noontime, go ahead, go to warriors.com, get your tickets for the play-in game tomorrow, or Ja Morant in that grenade celebration. Hopefully he's not doing that a lot, because that probably means you're going to be losing that game if he is. We got full phone lines, Joe. I want to hear from the people today. Do you? You want to hear from them?
Let's go.
Let's go. Jay is in the Bay. Kick it off here, Jay. How we doing? How we feeling after that loss yesterday as the Clippers get it done in overtime? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. This is Miss Jay from the Bay. I lost my voice screaming at that game yesterday. But number one, I thought DeSantos and Kuminga should have played yesterday. I love Looney to death, but the dude ain't got no lateral quickness. He ain't got no hops. He was barbecue chicken. The end of the game, Draymond missed that layup. My grandma could have hit that layup in her church shoes. Come on, Draymond. And then you got Steph Curry go run in the corner and crouch down and dab a turnover. That's how I lost my damn voice. And then you got Buddy Hield at the end of the game taking a shot. If that ain't Harlem Globetrotters, I don't know what is. Play that music that lady had the other day. But I'm keeping hope alive. We're going to do this. That's all I got.
I needed
Jay, that.
That
was all time.
That was a great
call. That's a walk-off
that
right
there.
That
was efficient.
Grandma in the church shoes? Draymond, you just got called out, my brother.
There's an art to playing in dress shoes.
There is. Do you play them? There's an art to playing flip-flops. Like, you go peak dad mode. You'll find this out, Joe. All white men, anyways, as parents, you turn into the same outfit. You got the shorts, and you got flip-flops, and wear a polo.
I don't wear flip-flops.
What?
I don't wear flip-flops. I don't like how the flip-flops go between your toes. I don't like that. And plus, if you knew anything about me, you'd know that my truck or my car will always have a pair of tennis shoes and a ball and a glove and a bat. I always have all of the equipment with me at all times. Anyone who's one of my friends or family will tell you that the Shaskies don't just come to the park. We don't just show up to church. We have everything in the trunk at all times.
Also, flip-flops, really not great arch support and knowing your foot
history.
That's
true.
That's another good reason why you should stay away from
great call, Sam. Yeah. Great chime in there. The Achilles just can't handle that. What do you wear to the beach? What do you like?
Well, it's either the Birkenstock plasticky things.
There you go. All right.
What's wrong with that?
You know, you're a Birkenstock. It just says all I need to know about
Crocs,
you're a Birkenstock.
They're called the Croc slip-ons. Yeah. They're not the full regular Crocs. They're a different kind, and I wear them all the time. I love them.
Tough about a Croc.
No, you're a Croc dad.
Crocs at the beach, that's what Crocs are made for. No,
yeah, they are. So you can get them wet.
You're literally hating on shoes for their purpose.
Exactly.
That's a tough look. The stock up, stock down right now in Circle of Trust for the Spadoni. If you're a Croc dad, you're kind of out of it right now. I just don't
like how they feel Croc between my toes.
For the kids, it's okay. It's acceptable.
It's a SoCal look. Flip-flops and a jeans is a SoCal look.
I think you're off on this Croc takes, but
no, I've lived in Northern California my entire life, and everyone still wears
flip-flops. I'm a slides guy.
You wear flip-flops, Carter?
You know, here and there.
There you go. See? There you go. Carter's
also, I'm kind of more on Shasky's team about it, though. Slides are better.
They are better. Like, I'm a slides guy. You're either, you know, athletes or slides.
No.
Non-athletes?
You know what? I'm sliding into AJ in LA right now, who's probably wearing some flip-flops right now. AJ, how are we feeling about that loss yesterday? Is it doom and gloom, or are you saying, you know what? Beat the Memphis Grizzlies. I'll take my chances against the Rockets. Good morning.
Well. What's up, gentlemen? Good morning. I wouldn't say it's doom and gloom, but tactically speaking, the Warriors are in trouble. Simply because, as I said it before and I've said it many times, I do not trust Steve Kerr. The moderate head coaches, they're not going to lean into dwarf basketball when it counts. They're going to keep it simple. They're going to go to the basics. They're going to have their regular front court. They're going to have their regular back court. The Warriors don't have a shot, and they don't have a shot against Memphis because Memphis is not going to be stupid.
Wait, AJ, real quick. Guys, did you say dwarf basketball? Like little?
He does play.
Like little people?
Well, he plays the small lineups is what he's alluding to, which he's correct. They do. That's why they went to a zone with like 5 minutes to go.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted him to explain.
No, he's gone.
But I just wanted to I just started thinking about the hobbits in a starting five, like Frodo trying to do like jump shots. I don't know,
but
the
but
Shire,
Tyrion Lannister,
the Shire, and look, one.
It's inarguable that since Sean Livingston and Iguodala, you could play those guards. Like, those are different guards than the guards that you're playing right now.
Those guards are big and long, and
exactly. Like, Livingston was like 6'7", 6'8".
Huge. Their wingspans were massive. Those
even though
large,
Iguodala was, you know, treated like a guard, really he was a small forward.
Right.
Like, if we're being 100%.
So there's a reason he was guarding LeBron.
But he could play one through four on
LeBron
offense, right?
Yeah.
So, like, when you're playing Pods, like, Pods is really a backup point guard.
He is.
Yes, at times he can play off guard, but you don't love that. And defensively, he gets too tight into people on the perimeter and they go by him. GP2 has not been the lateral defender that he was in years prior. He's actually been kind of slow moving laterally, and he got blown by multiple times yesterday. So when you play those three together, they went to a zone with them at the top. Like, you're asking for trouble.
There is something with, and again, I'm not here to crush Steve Kerr's coaching. It took them to overtime, and they lost to a very good and the hottest team in the league right now, Los Angeles Clippers team. Like, again, hats off to them. Kawhi was incredible. Zubac was incredible. James Harden was incredible. There's going to be moments in a game like this where you look back and say, the coaching decision, the turnovers, like, there's so many different things you can pinpoint. But there is something to Kerr in one-game scenarios where it just hasn't favored him very well. When I mentioned the 0-3 in play-in scenarios. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned in elimination game scenarios, it hasn't been great at times for him. So I there is something there, but again, am I going to say he's not a big-time head coach? The guy's got four rings. Like, what, it speaks for itself. He's one of the greatest head coaches. Mm-hmm. He might be the greatest, again, if we're just judging by rings, he's the greatest head coach in the history of Bay Area sports. Again, you want to put Bill Walsh there? You want to put Bruce Bochy there? Absolutely. He's on the Mount Rushmore of coaches here in the Bay Area. Give him his flowers when he deserves them.
So I guess,
after yesterday, though, I'm not saying you can't criticize some of the like.
So let me
DMP,
ask you straight
like,
up.
Some people are mad about the DMP.
No,
with
Kuminga. I hear you.
I'm driving in this morning. I was like, I'm not mad at that decision.
Now that we saw it play out, I don't think you should trust Looney and GP2 to the extent that he did in this next game. Now, I'm not saying don't go to them.
Well,
I'm saying maybe the hook is quicker, and maybe you need to give Moody an opportunity if GP2, you know, down the stretch is unwilling to shoot. Maybe you go in the direction of a Gee or a JK or TJD or Quentin Post in favor of Looney if Looney can't, you know, give you anything offensively. Like, I do think that you went with the muck it up squad and the veterans, and I get why, because they're trusted agents. But maybe in this next one, maybe you give somebody else an opportunity. I don't know.
Well, in that last game you had against, again, we'll preview Grizzlies tomorrow, but you mentioned Gary Payton, and I remember a takeaway from that game for you, though, Joe, was you needed GP2 out there with John Morant. You didn't have him in that game.
No.
And you won. So, like, there's going to be moments, obviously, tomorrow where you're going to need him, and he didn't have Kuminga in that game against the Memphis Grizzlies. That's going to be another interesting
wrinkle. Well,
He was good in that game.
He was good in that game.
Yeah, well, 19 minutes. He had six boards. I look at the box right now. Just the box.
Yeah,
looking,
what
four
do you
points.
Have?
But the box score is not going to do it justice.
How about Quentin Post in that
Quentin
game?
Post in that game had 9 points. Like, so he did score a little bit. Buddy Hield at 8 points. It wasn't his greatest game. But the main takeaway of that one, obviously, was Steph.
Yeah, he had 50.
He had 52 in that game.
52. So there 50, you go.
Excuse me. Yeah, 52 in that one. And they outscored in the fourth quarter the Memphis Grizzlies 31-22. And that was the difference as they won by 9 points. And that was back on April Fool's Day, and now they're going to be seeing them tomorrow, 2 weeks later. It'll be officially No Jalen Wells.
It's a huge, I think that's a huge aspect to this one. We'll get to it tomorrow.
We'll get to that tomorrow. Tomorrow. We have a lot of people on the lines now that just want to get into yesterday's game. Rad is in Daly City.
What's
wants
up,
to join the conversation. Rad, how are you feeling about yesterday's loss? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good. You know, by the way, good morning to everyone there. So, I'm still fuming, and by golly, I'm really very disappointed yesterday about this game because we should have won this game. Except, you know, one of the things that I really would like to point out, I know I heard you guys that, you know, we don't want to criticize us, our coach, you know, Steve, but I would today. I still feel that this is a coaching error in his part. Well, we have a lack of big man plus lack of another ball handler and scorer You know, I still think, you know, we should have started Kuminga to begin with instead of GP2. You know, Kuminga has the height and also a scorer for this matter. So what happened to GP2? He 2 points? And by golly, you know, Subak actually dominated us. I mean, he was uncontested yesterday, you know. And for the same reason why they have second, third, or fourth chances, oh, that actually killed us. That's what it is.
Just to clarify, it's a good call. Clarify, GP2 did not start. It was Moody, Butler, Green, Pods, Curry.
Yeah.
They got off to a good start.
They did.
They were up.
Thanks, Rob.
Double digits. Now that was quickly turned around.
Right.
I thought the second quarter by the Clippers, which we haven't gotten into, was a masterclass in pace.
Yes. Well, and how it ended, that Norman Powell three, after Steph hit a 3-point shot, it's like, wow, we're going to go up big time. And then that kind of quieted the crowd and little shots like that. As much as we talk about the Pajemski buzzer beater right against the Lakers and how big that was for momentum, taking a double-digit lead as opposed to a single-digit lead in Los Angeles, like a big shot like that, it's like, yeah, we're here too. And it quieted the crowd, and you're the Clippers. It's like, okay, we're right there. It's a couple-point game. That's the difference. And again, credit to them, man. Like, sometimes shooters shoot, and they make big shots, and Hall of Famers make Hall of Fame plays, and Kawhi Leonard made big shots, and James Harden, as much as we all like to trash on him because of his playoff shortcomings,
yesterday was
a playoff atmosphere and a playoff type of game. It was a shot for the playoffs, and he showed up, and he scored 8 straight points to open up the overtime. 8 straight!
And 0 turnovers from him in the final 5 minutes, plus the 5 minutes of overtime.
Yep, he did have 6 overall, but again, like when it mattered most.
None down the stretch.
None.
None down the
39
stretch.
39 points for James Harden yesterday. He was incredible.
He really was.
He's a top 75 player for a reason. He won an MVP.
The two plays that just, God, they bugged me so much. The GP2 foul on Harden, which was unnecessary, which gave him the 3 free throws, and then late in the third quarter, he got an offensive foul on Draymond Green, where he just completely flopped.
Yeah.
It was just so like, come on, man.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco. Maybe we'll go to Laughing Monk later today, because just look how beautiful it is out there. God, it's gorgeous still in the Bay Area. Spring is officially here, and summer is going to be approaching very, very soon. Are the Warriors going to be a part of that? Are they going to be playing in May, maybe into June? Well, it's got to start tomorrow. Try to get a job done tomorrow. If you can't, well, you're going to be playing on Friday. And do you want to be playing either the Kings in an elimination game scenario or the Mavericks? I don't think so. Take care of business tomorrow. Everything will be okay. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View, one of our regulars. We love you, Jan. Jan, how are we feeling this morning? Good morning.
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm just a little disappointed, but I just like to know why Kerr didn't put Santos in there. I mean, you're talking about players that can hustle after balls and loose balls and try to get the rebounds. And also Kuminga, he could have been used in there to perhaps at the end of the game or near the middle of the game to help out the other, you know, the veteran players by throwing them an alley-oop and putting the ball down. I mean, other ways of scoring, just, you know, not threes all the time, for heaven's sakes. And when you got Zubats in there that was really guarding that glass, I would have thought Kuminga could have been in there and helped out a lot better on, like I said, an alley-oop or Santos trying to get some extra rebounds.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, Jan, we're up against it. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You're on fire. Jan's cooking. She's a little upset. She's heated. That's heated for Jan. That's Jan at like a 7 or an 8. She's upset about that. She wanted to see more Guy Santos. No, don't call him Guy Sanchez. Guy Santos didn't play yesterday. Oh, and Jonathan Kuminga got a DNP. How are we feeling about that, Dub Nation? A DNP for JK. Will we see that tomorrow? I don't think so, but it's going to be very interesting to monitor how he looks. Again, the microscope's always going to be on that guy no matter what. The fact of the matter is, you went to overtime without him, and there was moments where you should have won the game. You're up 4 with 2 minutes to go. Like say, come on. Like, not, it's not going to come down to Jonathan Kuminga.
Or Guy. Like, I'm not trying to dismiss her, but like to think that at the beginning of the year, you know, the 7 minutes from Guy Santos is going to make or break a play-in. Like,
come on.
This is on the Stars.
Let's get to it on the other side.
This is on the guys making big bucks.
TC, Sean, Doug, we'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Clippers 124, Warriors 119. Come on back to Spinoni and Chasky. It's the Morning Rust, brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. He says, yeah, I like my chance against the Rockets. Hell, he likes his chances against the Oklahoma City Thunder, but it's not going to come down to that. Well, it might, but I think they'll handle business tomorrow and play the Rockets. But for now, we'll worry about tomorrow. Let's worry about today. We're reacting to the Clippers 124-119 win at Chase Center yesterday. Went to overtime, and the Stars showed out yesterday. Steph had some big moments. Harden had some big moments. Kawhi Leonard, big moments. Zubac, Warriors killer, big moments. And none bigger than Harden taking over overtime, scoring 8 straight points for the Clippers there. As, again, they win 124-119. So, and what are the takeaways yesterday for you at 888-957-9570?
So, like, we get all of these criticisms of Steve Kerr from the 925. GP2 did not need 25 minutes for a non-offensive player. 415, what's up with Steve Kerr? Why isn't Kerr playing Santos and Kuminga? Wake up, Steve Kerr. And then you get like another 415. Stop with the JK nonsense. He's a non-factor. He can't shoot. He has no handles and is a liability. The very next text. Yes, JK minutes would have made a huge difference. Seriously? Like, we're all over the place. What I don't see, and we're just talking about it. I don't see anybody questioning, you know, why Draymond Green smoked the layup late in that game. I'm not seeing anybody question that. Some really bad possessions by the whole five that were out there and Steph Curry with some awful turnovers late in that game. Chris Dunn picked his pocket. He dribbled into traffic.
Well.
He had the intercepted pass that Kawhi picked off at the end of regulation and then dribbled into traffic into the corner in overtime. I mean,
Chris Dunn wasn't the best player yesterday for the Clippers, but he might have been the most important. Like, given, like, if you're doing the scouting report, if you're Steve Kerr, okay, Kawhi, Zubac, Harden. Like, Chris Dunn was 4-4. He was perfect. He had 3-3 from beyond the arc. They dared him to shoot. He made them 11 points, and he had 6 assists. He was great yesterday.
He was great yesterday.
And I think that's another thing where you look at the end, it's like, man, Chris Dunn, you know what? Just like other teams, when they sag off Draymond or Pods and they make their shots, like, all right, we'll dip our cap. They're doing that. They did the same thing with Chris Dunn yesterday, and he made them pay.
And I thought that the Clippers haven't gotten enough credit this morning. Harden was excellent.
Oh,
Kawhi was excellent. Zubac was dominant in the paint. And crush them. So, you know, I want to hear from everybody. You know, there is an element of, you know, I know that Steph's was awesome, and you probably don't take the lead late in this game without Steph Curry on a variety of levels. But after, you know, they had two really poor possessions, and he attributed to those, you know, after taking the lead. And you come up empty, and you don't even get a shot off on the final two possessions of the game for you in regulation. You're not winning that game.
All right. You brought up Kuminga. We have the cuts. Let's just get through it. Let's rip the Band-Aid off, if you will. By the way, I ripped the Band-Aid off, and like I burnt my pinky in the oven this weekend. It looks pretty gnarly.
How'd you do that?
Injury report?
Yeah, I should have been on the injury report. You see it right here, Joe? It's Rudy Gosselin showing it to you. Yeah, it looks more crazy than it is, but you know, like, you know, the DiGiorno pizzas are like pizzas in the oven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I grazed myself. I got a little too overzealous when I was putting it in, and I burnt myself.
450 degrees.
Yeah, I should have, but like, you know, you just like to slide it on in there. It's easy. I pushed, but I got too hot.
Payton, he needed a glove.
Thank you. They needed Gary Payton Sr. yesterday at times. That's a fact. Kerr, why don't you play Kuminga?
We've just found a group, you know, with since Jimmy got here that we're pretty comfortable with. Guy didn't play either. You know, Guy's been our highest plus minus guy over the last 2 months. You know, both he and JK have been really impactful players for us, and doesn't mean they're out of the loop, you know, going forward. It's just this is how this game played out.
It's how that game played out. Hey, Stephen Curry. He has some words of wisdom to one Jonathan Kuminga, and here they are.
Just to be ready. It's the test of a young player in this league, and especially with our team. You never know when your moment will be there at the brightest and highest of moments. So it wasn't his time tonight. And, you know, against Memphis, it could be a game where he makes his presence felt. So don't let noise outside of the locker room, the attention that might come from it, you know, distract you from your ability to make an impact when your number is called. So we saw this summer, DMPs are all over the place. You got to be able to be ready.
There you go. DMPs all over the place.
He's talking Jason Tatum?
Well, exactly. He's talking about Jason Tatum at the gold medal game. It's easy enough for Steph to say as he was the hero of the Olympics. It was a little shot, though, at Jason Tatum in Boston, maybe, who was giving Steve Kerr a lot of flack for not playing him in the Olympics.
The reason why I it's not that I scoff at it, but I kind of exhausted by the whole conversation is JK didn't play yesterday. Now, there's an argument to be made that, like, okay, maybe he could have helped a little, which, all right, maybe he could have been worse. I don't know. Right? But he didn't play yesterday. And I think that that takes away from the game that I actually watched, where the guys that were playing didn't execute and made some plays and then didn't make some plays. And, you know, I always struggle with, like, oh, you should have gone to this guy at this point. All right. Well, you know, what do you know that we don't know? I'm talking about the coaching staff, right? You know, I don't know. I don't know what he knows that I don't know. Did I love GP2 out there to close the game? Not really. I would have probably rolled with Moses Moody. That being said, I get why he trusts GP2. It's been his guy for a while now.
Moses was really good defensively to start off that game. When they started going that run, he was hounding them defensively.
Yes.
Whether it was Harden, whether it was Kawhi, like he was getting up in people's grills.
But he hasn't
yesterday.
Shot well.
No.
That being said, though.
He was 2-4 yesterday. He didn't shoot enough.
Like, no, but I'm saying over the last 15
sure,
games.
No,
he has
you're
not
right.
shot well.
You're right.
But I think my bigger thing is that he's a guy who will shoot. And I think that you needed a couple of willing shooters late in that game to space the floor.
And maybe he was seeing from Moses that he wasn't shooting the ball enough, or he didn't want to, you know, impact that game in that way from the field. Let's go to Sean in L.A. who wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. No guest today. It's Reaction Monday. All day long, we're going to be reacting to this loss. The Warriors are not a playoff team. They are a play-in team currently. They can become a playoff team with a win tomorrow against Memphis, and we'll be talking about that game, trust me, all day tomorrow. It's going to be Ja, it's going to be JJJ, it's going to be Draymond Green, Steph Curry, breaking down that matchup and previewing it. And again, all of that coverage leading up to the game and the actual game right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors. Sean, what's going on, man? How are we feeling about that loss?
Hi, how's it going, guys? Love you guys. Great show you guys always do. I appreciate your positivity and little like upbeatness today because I'm definitely suffering from a little doom and gloom.
Me too.
Quickly before this loss, we mentioned like the worst losses, the Spurs, and then also when they traded Wiggs and they lost that Jazz game and they were up 10 with 3 minutes left. Yeah, that one stung too. I still remember that.
I totally forgot about that game.
As this,
good call.
Yeah, no, that was there were a lot of those, but that one was memorable. But yeah, as far as the Clippers go. Shasky, thank you for mentioning the Draymond layup because whenever you have an open layup and you try to jump into somebody and draw a foul, oh man, I just think that's like a b-ball crime, you know? So in that sense, I'm happy the refs didn't reward him because I would love to just never see that again. But yeah, I wish he didn't do that. I don't think anybody should blame Curry just because of him being the offensive engine. And that fourth quarter in overtime, man, it felt like everybody else was scared to shoot the ball. So, yeah, it's just hard to blame Curry at that point when everybody else on the offensive end just looks really tight down the stretch.
I don't think I'm blaming him. I think it's more just like he did a couple of – like he dribbled into the corner and got double-teamed. And I'm sure he'll be the first to say, I just can't do that. Like there were a couple plays that he made because he's trying to make something happen where it just – I don't know. I felt like they got desperate because of the others also not stepping up.
And both Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry tied each other with 20 field goal attempts for a team high there. And it felt like I could have gotten more from either of them. But specifically Jimmy Butler, I would have liked to see him more because his game, what do we talk about with playoff Jimmy or play-in Jimmy now, I guess? Like the one-on-one game.
Yeah.
The ability to get like a jump shot. Like that's what we loved about Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant's different because he can jump over everyone with his size and his length. And that was the element that you loved when it was the Kevin Durant Warriors because he can just get a shot. If you need to calm things down,
yeah, yeah.
KD can handle the ball, get to his spot, get a bucket. Jimmy Butler can do that too. Not from beyond, you know, the range of Kevin Durant, but whether it's in the mid post, whether it's just on the block, whether it's just sizing up someone. Because he did it at times to start the fourth quarter. He did that. He had a one-on-one. I think it was against Norman Powell.
Yeah.
Just a little back down, just a little jump fadeaway. Boom, right there. I wouldn't have minded that a couple times in a couple specific moments yesterday, slowing things down and not being so frenetic because, as you alluded to, Steph getting frenetic, getting double-teamed, and then he throws it to Pods with 5 seconds left, a grenade. It's just like he travels.
But
there's big moments throughout the game yesterday where Again, I'm not crushing Jimmy Butler. I thought Jimmy Butler was amazing. That was like, that is what I wanted from him.
Yeah, but I want the ball in his hand.
Right. I wanted more of it. It was so good. I actually wanted more of Jimmy Butler.
I'm with you. Yeah. Now, I have a hard time crushing Pods for that late shot clock violation where he traveled, because it's a tough play. He made a great floater.
Yeah.
Missed the free throw, but made a great floater for an and-one. Hit a big three.
He made some points yesterday, 7 of 11. He was very efficient. Got to the line. He did a little bit of everything. 4 assists, 7 boards.
But here's what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, and these are the guys that played in the fourth quarter in overtime. We're talking about Buddy, right? We're talking about Kevon Looney. We're talking about GP2. And then Draymond and Steph. They all missed or were reluctant to take bunnies, floaters, and layups. And yet, you know, like, Steph had the layup where he was wide open, and instead of coming down with it and going right back up, I think he was feeling that there was going to be pressure. He tried to catch and go up all in one motion, missed that layup. Draymond, going for contact, misses that layup. GP2, unwilling to shoot, reluctantly takes a layup, passes up multiple other ones. Kevon Looney passing up a layup. We're talking about, like, those specific instances, which is tough. In a one-possession game, you're always going to hyper-focus on
those. I mean, we're hyper-focusing on everything, but really, the rat on the table, brought to you by Echo, shout-out Guru. Like, hey, buddy, just make a three. Like, right? Like, sometimes it comes down to, like, make a shot.
And you know, the last shot, or talk about any last shot?
Talk about any shot, but the last shot in particular was a good look.
It was.
And he's, one of the best three-point shooters on the team. Make a damn shot. Like, that. Sometimes it comes down to that. He was 3 of 7, 2 of 6 overall. 8 points wasn't good enough yesterday for them. It wasn't. He was getting hunted on defense, too.
It's...
Like, sorry, like, sometimes it's just as simple as that. Make a damn shot.
No, I hear
an open look.
But up four with a minute and a half to go, and if you're going to ice the game and go slow, you got to get a shot up.
Yeah.
You got to get a shot up, right?
And so, you can't just milk it and have nothing at the end there. Like, you can't just milk, turnover. Like, what are we doing here?
I love Steph. But Steph, not only did he get his pocket picked, he had the turnover in the corner. The one that was probably, after the missed layup, he doesn't hustle back. I'm not sure what happened because the screen doesn't show it. He doesn't get back on defense either because he fell or whatever. And Harden hits the three in overtime. That was a big play.
Huge.
That, like, the first bucket, Fitz literally said it on the possession floor. You know, these games, whoever scores first in overtime seems to always win. I was like, gosh.
Doug is in Berserkly. He wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Doug, how are we feeling about that loss yesterday, man? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, guys. Obviously, not feeling good. How can you feel good? I've been listening to you guys for a while, you know, waiting to get on. And I have to say, a lot of the comments have been pretty good this morning. You know, they often are.
Are you in a haunted mansion, Doug? You got, chimes going on in the background, Doug. You okay?
Okay. One... to the people who are saying, why didn't they play Kuminga? Why didn't they play, you know, other guys? Kerr gets stuck in what he decides to do, and that's it. You know, we've seen it over the years. We should know that by now. It wasn't Kerr who came up with, oh, let's play Iggy on LeBron back in the first, you know, championship. It was one of the assistants. Kerr gets stuck. The second thing is, and it's the rat on the table, it's the elephant in the room, I'm sitting at a bar yesterday, and my buddy and I, we turn to each other. We go, when is Steph Curry going to make a turnover in the fourth quarter? Because you know what's going to happen. Why don't we ever – and Shasky, you stole my thunder this morning, because everything that you've been saying, Steph does this. And Kerr lets the team get away with these turnovers. We don't have the 14-15 team. We don't have the team with Kevin Durant. These guys need to be more disciplined. Steph made 8 turnovers. Winning teams make 8 turnovers in a game. I think a lot of times you score 36 points, you can subtract the turnovers. It's plus minus. Isn't that great? And I love Steph. He'd be the first guy I'd pick if I was picking up sides. But it drives me crazy. It's driven me crazy even our winning years.
You're not alone. Doug, who powered through. Didn't have time for our banter at all. He just says, no, I'm getting to my point.
That was a
Doug. Doug came to do work today. No, shout out to Doug.
He stiff-armed me like Derrick Henry on a defender when I tried to stop him.
No tomfoolery from you.
That was exactly like last night. The Warriors shot clock was winding down, and we were trying to force it to Steph. Save us, Steph. You're our only hope.
There you go. Thank you, Princess Leia. We watched Return of the Jedi twice this past weekend.
Twice.
Young Benjamin loves him some Darth Vader.
Little Ewoks.
Loves. No, he just likes Darth Vader. He thinks he's cool. He thinks the whole dynamic of Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader is like the coolest thing ever. Wait, yeah, that's Anakin, right? Yeah, that's, like, he thinks it's so cool. And no, Nora likes the Ewoks. She likes Princess Leia, of course. She's very girly girl, so she loves that. But she's very into also Darth Vader. She likes that too.
Part of that movie is when Chewie comes in with the, is it AT-AT or the AT-AT or whatever the heck it is, and he pop the top off and it's Chewie.
No, the best moment, we'll get to back actual sports, is when they're all ready to die at the Sarlacc pit, and Luke is saying to Han,
bounces back.
No, when he says, I was born here, you know, and then Han says, you're going to die here, you know. That's the best line of the whole
movie.
The
way Luke jumps off the diving board and then back in, and then R2-D2 throws the line. That is a great scene.
TC.
Not the bikini scene.
No, relax. Slave Leia, let's keep it in. Yeah, relax over there. TC is in sack. Who's got a big game against the Dallas Mavericks in a couple days? Yeah, out at Golden 1 Center. I know TC's fired up for that. But good morning, TC. Your thoughts on the game last night? How we feeling?
Hey, my thoughts. Hey, listen, we both got big games coming up, big dog. And I still stand on that. Like, I'm not going to, predict too much. But I said it in the beginning that we both going to be in the playoffs, man. But I'll leave that for tomorrow. After tomorrow, we'll talk about it. I just really called in, bro, to talk about the whole Kerr situation. I know Kerr has his faults, right, y'all? But at the same time, I'm with you, Spinner. Like, he's the most respected coach in the Bay Area. Everybody gives a high-level loser, Kyle Shanahan, all these flowers, and he hasn't won nothing. And everybody act like he won 10 championships. But Kerr won 4, and everybody act like he didn't win none. That's all I have to say. I'm not even a Warriors fan. Y'all know I'm a Kings fan, bro, but I have to call on that one because I have to tie it in with Kyle Shanahan. Everybody gives that dude flowers, and he hasn't won Jack,
There you go. Shout out Jack's Restaurant Bar. You don't know Jack, right? There
you go. Somehow it always comes back to Shanahan.
There you go. Well, it does. But again, Doug and Berkeley was trying to blame, Steve Kerr. Well, the turnover problem was that's the player thing, though. Steph has been around a long-ass time. Take care of the ball, dude. It's not Steve Kerr. He can't go out there and say, Steph, you really got to take care of the ball more. He says that all the time after these games. You can only teach, and you're a coach, Joe. It's on the player at some point. You could preach and practice it all you want. Ball control, like fumbling in the NFL. There is something where, if you're not a good enough player, hey, Melvin Gordon, you're going to get benched. Yeah, we're not giving you the ball anymore. Steph is an all-time top 10 player in the history of the sport. He's got to handle the ball a lot. You got to take care of it, man. Steve Kerr, you can't blame. Is Steve Kerr going to bench Steph because of the turnovers? No, he's not going
to
do that.
They tried to run a pick and roll. I think when he's getting blitzed like he is, it's imperative that the guys that you have alongside of him are threats on offense. Right. And so I think that when they brought up Jimmy Butler to set a screen, a high pick and roll, Jimmy rolled to the hoop. Well, Steph was driving to the hoop. So now all five defenders are collapsing. And that's the one where he turned through the turnover and Kawhi was playing the passing lane. On other times, Zubac can leave his guy and go clamp on him in that short corner. Cause that, to me, when you're teaching youth basketball, it's like, hey, anything in the corner is a death trap. You are going to go there on defense. We're going to trap. And on offense, we're going to try to avoid that. And, going to the corner there's nowhere to go. And when you're smaller than those guys, they clamp them. So I thought the Clippers had a great game plan. And the guys that they play alongside them, they knew, hey, I'm laying off you. Draymond can hit 50 threes in a row. He'll always be deemed a non-shooter.
Correct. They'll always leave him open.
GP2 can hit 50 threes in a row. He'll always be deemed a non-shooter. Yep. How many times did he catch the ball in the paint, whether it's a foot in from the free throw line or deeper, and he was afraid to shoot it?
There was a possession late. I can't recall if it was overtime or the fourth quarter. But he had the ball, and no one was Zubac was 4 or 5 feet away from him, under the basket. Just pull up and shoot a mid-range.
But that's where the Warriors don't have the big man to be the dunker spot, to be the alley-oop, right? It's Draymond or somebody. Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney is just not a threat on offense at all.
This is a shooting league. That should be a high percentage shot.
You have three guys packed in the paint. I guess where I'm going is Jimmy's going to be treated as a non-shooter. Dre's going to be treated as a non-shooter. And then you're playing him alongside some variation of Pods, GP2, Looney, They're all deemed non-shooters. So this is why I go back to, I think Moody has to take one of those guys' spots. Even if he's not shooting well, I think you kind of have to write it out. If it's not him, maybe it's Quentin Post. I don't know. But it's got to be someone who at least they have to honor from beyond the arc.
Moses needs to step up. It is the week of Passover, as we know. So we're going biblical again. So I'm expecting big things out of Moses Moody tomorrow and the rest of the week, hopefully.
But Joe, here's where it gets complicated. They also need those guys on the defensive side. So GP2 is playing because of defense. And when he gets smoked by James Harden and he's not bringing anything offensively, it's like, look, you can't foul him, allow three different layup attempts in the fourth quarter and overtime, and foul him from three-point land. Like, you have to be so good defensively that I can overlook the offense. So that's why I would probably lean Moody, because at least I know he's going to give me a little bit of both, even though I would lean GP2 when it comes to defense.
I think we're both in agreement there. I just wonder, and again, that's the ultimate question, right? His confidence in the shot right now, because he has not been shooting it well these last few weeks. Prior to that, he was great. He just kept going double figures, was efficient. And I do think, like, if he gets early in the game, a three here or there, a couple threes. He didn't hit a three yesterday. But if he makes a couple of those, it just changes everything. Same with the guy like Gary Payton. Get involved early. I think Quentin Post only had one shot attempt. Get these guys involved early. Like, they talked a lot about, you know, Draymond and Steph, like, telling Paws to shoot more and more and more. And it worked for him. He finally got that confidence up to where he's getting double-digit field goal attempts every single game. And the efficiency's been there. Start talking about with these other guys, too. The Moody's of the world. Post. Like, we haven't had those up.
We haven't had a, like, if you're going to play Post, you're just going to have to, like,
he's got
to
shoot.
Yeah, he's got to shoot. But, like, I was thinking, I probably wouldn't have done it, but, like, is TJD the worst option when Dre went to the bench in the middle of the fourth quarter?
I was thinking
Looney
TJD.
Looney just can't guard Zubac.
Yeah, no, I was
and
thinking.
And I don't even, maybe TJD can't either, because they don't have that guy.
No. We got our guy here. It's Uncle Gene in Oakland. Long time no hear from Uncle Gene. I did hear Gene had a very nice soliloquy about one Steve Kerr. After Kerr was on last week with Willard and Dibbs, he had a very nice kind of like send-off message for him, which I appreciated. Uncle Gene, you're on the Morning Roast. How we doing, man?
Doing fine. Yeah, thank you for that. It was heartfelt. It spur of the moment, but it's feelings I've had towards him all along. I just think he needs to be, you know, really appreciated for the great coach he's been and what he's done for this franchise. So, anyways, but turning to this game, so I had the grandkids watching the game with me yesterday, and I said at the beginning, I said, listen, guys, if they at least play these guys tough, if it's a real tight game to the end, even if we lose, I will not be devastated. I'll be disappointed, obviously, but I still think they'll have a shot. In fact, who knows? Maybe this will be a blessing in disguise. We take care of Memphis tomorrow, which I believe we will. Then we get Houston, and frankly, I'm one of those who would rather start with Houston than all of a sudden, you know, get thrown into the pit with the Lakers. So I'm still hopeful. Memphis is a weaker team. Yesterday, L.A. showed itself to be a bit better than us. We really needed a game for Curry, and unfortunately, the poor man is exhausted. You could see the fatigue. Mm-hmm. Eight turnovers is indicative of just how tired he is. So he gave it his all, gave it his best. But, there was no gas left in the tank at the end. Once again, Memphis is not L.A., so we ought to be able to take care of them, even without a game for Curry. Moving forward, though, if we expect to get deep into the playoffs, we're going to need some of those game fours. And I'm not sure he's got anything left in the tank for that. So wait and see.
Thanks, Gene. That's Gene in Oakland, 888-957-9570. Biggest takeaway from yesterday's L yesterday. And how concerning of a loss was it for you going forward if they indeed do go on a run here? It starts tomorrow if that's going to be the case. They got to take care of business tomorrow. And if not, then you're flirting with disaster, because if you lose on Friday, your season's over. And if you win, you're taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I am not signing up for. I do not want that at all. Rockets, give me. I like my chances there against the Thunder. Ugh. I know you've had some success in the regular season against them, and it hasn't looked, it hasn't gotten away from you. The youth and the legs, if we're going back to that, as Gene is saying there, like the minute allocation and all that, you do not want any of that against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are young, big, and athletic, and would like nothing more than a grinded out series against you, because they have fresher legs. And when it's all said and done, they will be fresh. And they've been, you know, kind of resting some guys here in these last few weeks because they've locked up the number one. But again, none of that matters if you win tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. Talking about the minutes, though, Jimmy Butler played 48. He got kneed from Kawhi on the quad. All eyes on there. That was the injury report today.
That was a sick block, by the way.
It was. It was great.
They went straight up.
And that's not easy to do on Kawhi Leonard, who is a big man. Here's Jimmy Butler.
His shoulders?
They're huge.
No, he has the most muscular shoulders I've ever seen.
Like, Kawhi going from San Diego State to the league and him just getting a, like working on a jump shot, because that was kind of like the missing part of it. He just didn't have a jumper at all. Like, that was the last, like, part of his game. And still, like, beyond the arc, like, you're going to let him shoot the three ball. But when he's hitting it, it's deadly. He's incredible. Like, talk about physical specimens. Why it sucks that he's been hurt for so long, but you saw it yesterday. A healthy Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers team, maybe they're a dark horse if he stays healthy.
If he hits that shot to end the game in regulation.
I called it. I thought he was going to.
I think are having a completely different conversation regarding the end of regulation sequence where Draymond fouled him.
Yeah.
They were very lucky to even get to overtime.
I was talking about the minute allocation, though, yesterday, 48 minutes for Jimmy Butler. He talked about it, if he knew that was the plan going into the game.
I mean, I would like to hope so. Whatever it takes to win at this point for everybody. If 48's needed, 50's needed, then you got to be able to do it. We did it, so we back to the drawing boards. We got an important one on Tuesday.
He's a no-excuse guy. Like there's literally a meme of Jimmy Butler giving it his all. Going up against the Lakers in that bubble championship. It was the him just exhausted. Like, that's the lasting image of Jimmy Butler I have in a Miami Heat uniform, him just being exhausted and putting everything he's got on the line, which, again, he did yesterday. He had 30 points. He was pretty damn good, but wasn't good enough overall as the Clippers win 124-119. But overall, I thought it was an encouraging performance from him because we've been calling on it, Joe. Like, how many times have we been asking? More field goal attempts. More field goal attempts. Be more decisive. I feel like you're lingering too much. I feel like you're just kind of going through the motions too much on offense.
But he was like, so tired down the stretch. Like, I wanted to see him maybe bring the ball up the floor.
Too tired. It's 10 more minutes than anyone else there. Like, the minute allocation, yeah, like, between Steph and Draymond, maybe you got to start, like, tomorrow. Like, what's it going to be? Are you throwing another 48 minutes tomorrow, potentially? Again, remember, they needed 50 from Steph to beat the Grizzlies last time. And the Grizzlies, say what you want, they're going to command a lot on defense.
And they sat everyone yesterday?
They won, but did they sit in everyone yesterday? They might have. They might be fresh heading into this one. I mean, I know they're already going to be fresh because they've already, you know, like, they're younger, first and foremost. Like, they're like Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. both under 25, right? So, yeah, their big boys are going to be ready tomorrow. They're going to be ready. And they've won there. They've won at Chase Center in a playing scenario. They're not going to be afraid.
Is dad going to be sitting courtside?
Is he going to be sitting next to Dunleavy and Joe Lacob hanging out?
This is a first-year coach. I mean, he's first-month coach.
Coach Tomas.
We cannot lose this game.
Yeah, basically all the big wigs on the Grizzlies sat yesterday.
And they blew out whoever they played. It didn't really
matter. The Mavericks.
Yeah, it didn't really
matter. So Friday was way more difficult than it needed.